is the fact that you slid down in the draft to motivate you in your career?
Yeah, that's going to be a big motivation to some of the news.
Did you have any indication that the Packers were interested in you?
I read a lot about it, but I mean, that's as far as it went. But I didn't have an idea for it.
Just his reaction to joining the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and the Colton offense.
The question was your reaction to joining the Packers and the potent offense that they have here with Aaron Rodgers and all the other guys.
I'm extremely excited to be able to, play in that organization. Like you said, they got a great quarterback, they have a great offense. And, I'm just glad to be another addition to that.
Eddie, the question is, do you consider yourself to be an every down back?
I mean, I can pretty much be whatever the coach needs me to be. If I have to be an every down back, I can do that. If he would rather me be something else, then I can pretty much be whatever you want me to be.
Can you run us through his workout and what he thought he was in regard to his hamstring and the workout?
Eddie, the question is, I'm wondering if you could take us through kind of the injuries you had since the end of the season up to the workout you had and what kind of shape you thought you were in at your workout.
The injury I had was during training when I was training for the combine. And, it was just a hamstring strain. And by the time my pro day came around, I wasn't at 100%, but I just decided to try it and give it the best I had.
Andy, why do you think you fell in the draft? Is it because of the injuries?
I was in the air for most of the coverage, so I don't know what was said, another running back was getting picked, but I couldn't tell you why I slid so far, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You can't do nothing about it, and I'm just looking forward to being part of the new team and contributing as much as I can.
Camp or right now, is he healthy enough to do that?
Eddie, the question was whether you felt like you'd be healthy enough to participate here in the off-season program and when you'd be ready to kind of go be full go.
Yeah, as of right now, I'm 100%, so when camp get there, I'll be able to have a lot of training under my belt as far as before I even get there. My condition is going to be right, and from day one, I'm going to step in and ready to go.
What do you feel like his best attributes are, like the spin move or running
at the contact? The question was, what do you feel like your best attributes are that you bring to the table, talking about the moves in the open field or running after contact, stuff like that?
Pretty much everything. I'm a bigger guy, so the tough runner and the physical runner, that's just natural. But I'm also I'm shifty and I can make the defenders miss, and I can also, break long runs. So, I just feel like I could do anything.
How comfortable does he feel in the passing game as far as catching and pass protection?
The question was how comfortable you feel in the passing game as far as catching the ball and also in pass protection?
I'm extremely comfortable that I can catch well. I can catch extremely well for a running back. And transportation is not going to be a problem. I did it here on this level, and I just got to clean my technique up, and I'll be okay in transportation.
Green Bay could have taken you or Monty Ball. What do you do that he doesn't do?
Depending on the style of running, I don't like to compare myself to other players. The coaches are something that they liked in me that they didn't like in him, I guess you could say, and they picked me.
How has playing for Nick Saban prepared you to make the transition to the NFL? Has it helped at all?
Just his program and the way we work at practices and in the off season. This is his whole philosophy about football. It and just everybody ready so when we get to the next level, you know, it's basically like we are already there, and, you know, we're a step ahead of every other school.
Eddie, have you had trouble with the hamstring before, and how much longer do you think it'll be before you feel it'll be 100%?
I haven't had trouble with my hamstring before, and, you know, it took a while to heal, longer than we expected, but, you know, as of right now, I'm 100%.
Eddie, how much do you think you can help an offense that has been so pass-oriented?
I mean, it just brings balance. And a lot of defense not to just be able to focus on, you know, the passing because I have some backs in the backfield who's going to have to make them think about the run. And if we can run out of shotgun, you know, to just, you know, make the offense that much more dangerous.
Two more.
Eddie, what went through your mind when the phone call finally comes in from the Packers and you finally get taken?
I was actually on an airplane, and as soon as I landed, like literally as soon as the wheels touched the ground, I turned my phone back on. And when the service came back in, you know, them calling me, and you know, it was just a big relief. And I was very excited, you know, the wait was over for me. But, you know, I still have a lot that I have to go out there and prove, and I can't wait till I can start on that.
Airplane coming back from where?
From New York.
Where were you going, Eddie? Where did you fly into?
I'm flying back to school. I'm going to start training.